T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
And this is where we go to figure out what's going on in the country to the UK Daily Mail. Isn't it right? It's the first thing I open every morning. So I want to like really know what's going on in the country. No. I just go over there because it's in the UK and less like the Politburo. Anyway, listen to this. This is in the middle of an economic recovery that keeps falling short, right? And the Biden administration now saying, they initially said that they thought that, under Biden's economic plan, to the extent, there is one, to the extent that there is one, in the beginning of the year, they said they expected the economy to rebound, to where it was before, to begin the rebound by the 2021. Now they're saying it's going to be next year, right? So why would you do this? Headline, UK Daily Mail, top earning New Yorkers and Californians could face 60% combined tax rate. Mm-hmm. While the top rate of the corporate tax would be raised to 26.5, higher than communist China.
Yeah.
Higher than communist China. You will never see that, by the way, in a headline here in the States. They wouldn't want you to know that. The bill would raise the top corporate tax rate from 21% to 26.5. It is 25% in communist China. Have you noticed, by the way, we point this out, everything the Democrats are doing right now and the Biden administration is doing right now is exactly what the Chinese would do if they, did happen to have the presidency here. Like, say if a Communist Party member was installed here.
Like the Manchurian candidate.
Yeah, like that. Yeah, like as if, there was a Manchurian candidate. It's probably coincidence, though. Individuals earning more than $5 million would face a 3% surtax simply for breathing.
Exactly. Simply for being.
Yes. No, really. It's just a surtax. Oh, you got too much money there. We're going to have to take some just because. It's part of a package to fund the $3.5 trillion in spending plans. Now, we learned something during the Trump administration, something very interesting you and I pointed out repeatedly, and that is this. When you raise taxes, less revenue comes into the Treasury.
Yes.
This was proven as an absolute universal law. During the Trump administration, when you raise taxes, less money comes in. When you lower taxes, you get an all-time high in the number of actual dollars that come in.
It was also proven during the Reagan administration and the John F. Kennedy administration.
Yes.
Kennedy said that, never mind. People these days don't remember who John F. Kennedy was anyway, but...
Yes. So this means that for the Democrats, it is less important to actually have more government money. It is more important to punish people for achieving that punishment and making it fair is more important. And they're literally willing to hurt the government in terms of, having less money to spend in order to do it.
Hurt the government. Heck, they're willing to hurt the people.
Oh, yeah. Them too. Well, that's incidental. That's incidental. This is where we are right now. On this, do you remember when Obama did that very famous interview where he was actually asked the question, hey, when you raise taxes like you want to do, you realize that that means that less money comes in. And he said, yeah, he did. He did know that, but he wanted to do it to be fair.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. It was basically, we're doing this to look good.
Yeah.
It's the optics.
Yes. Is the optics of it. So this is all about hurting people. So this is for you, libs. Speaking of causing you pain, which I love to do, I think I'll just play this so you could hear it.
All right. You have, however, said you would favor an increase in the capital gains tax. As a matter of fact, you said on CNBC, and I quote, "I certainly would not go above what existed under Bill Clinton, which was 28%. It's now 15%. That's almost a doubling if you went to 28%. But actually, Bill Clinton in 1997 signed legislation that dropped the capital gains tax to 20%.
Right.
And George Bush has taken it down to 15%. And in each instance, when the rate dropped, revenues from the tax increased. The government took in more money. And in the 1980s, when the tax was increased to 28%, the revenues went down. So why raise it at all, especially given the fact that 100 million people in this country own stock and would be affected?
Well, Charlie, what I've said is that I would look at raising the capital gains tax for purposes of fairness. We saw an article today which showed...
Purposes of fairness.
So it is more important to be fair,
yes,
than to be financially smart.
Yeah, so it's, and you know, when you're talking about the large number of people that would have affected, those are middle class people. Those are middle class people with 401ks.
Yes.
It's about fairness. And what was remarkable about that clip, and I'm not going to play the whole thing because it's 2 minutes and 20 seconds, but I've played it on the podcast before. He goes on to say, well, the reason we have to do it is we have to go get these hedge fund managers, because these hedge fund managers are making like hundreds of millions of dollars a year, and it's not fair. And he was asked, like, how many are we talking about? And there were several dozen. So he was literally willing to hurt the whole middle class and punish them to get at the hedge fund managers, yeah, all while accomplishing nothing and taking in less revenue. So it's, you know what it is, is a tax policy based on rage.
Yeah.
It's just jealousy. Big temper,
it's greed,
tantrum.
It's jealousy and greed. That's what it is.
It's like my, you know, my kid when they were three having that temper tantrum, they go through that phase. That's a temper tantrum, is what it is. Here's the temper tantrum on both sides, really. This is going to get very interesting. It could be one big soap opera in this country. Headline, San Diego could lose half their police force. And I'm quite frankly amazed San Diego still has a police force.
No kidding.
But San Diego could lose half their police force from the vaccine mandate. The San Diego Police Officers Association asked their members about the vaccine mandate. An alarming 45% say they'd rather be fired than comply with the mandate. They're calling that a hard no.
Yeah.
Okay. These are big numbers, 45%. So the SDPOA has 1,971 members. Half those officers are not vaccinated. So if that half of the police department says they'll be fired, well, it's, you know, 45%, so getting this, whatever. That'd get interesting.
Good luck, San Diego.
Yeah, good luck with that. Because y'all aren't exactly known as being, you know, police friendly to begin with. I'm like, I'm not sure the recruits could be banging your doors down.
Well, let's keep in mind, San Diego is not San Francisco.
No, it's
still.
Not. But still. Yeah. Yes. You have to say, but still, right?
Yeah, but still. It is California.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, Communist China isn't San Francisco either. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, so this is going to get interesting all over the place. I mean, we're beginning to see the results of this. And it's going to get a lot worse because a lot of these companies still, including healthcare companies, they're still kind of frozen with this vaccine mandate because there's so many questions about it. People are very confused. I have a lot of questions about it, too. And unfortunately, Biden just dropped it and turned around and walked out because they, I guess, wouldn't let him take any questions. You know, but things like, here's what I wonder, right? $14,000 fine. So your choice in the Biden plan is either you could get vaccinated or they have to test every week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, does that mean, you know, when the smart aleck in the mailroom, you know, goes out drinking and forgets to turn in his test when it's due on Wednesday, because somebody's going to do that. Is that a $14,000 fine, like one time he doesn't turn in the test? Or is it just the guy doesn't bother to test at all? Do you see what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's no details. I read the whole thing. There's no details like that. And he just dropped it like a bomb and walked off, and companies don't know. And what does it mean, test your employees? What does that mean? What is a fine for? You don't turn the test in. He forgot one time. Or the test comes back. I don't know what it means. I literally don't know what it means. What happens if he tests positive? Then what?
No.
Does he have to test again until he's negative, until he can come back? I mean, like, how does it work? I don't know. But Fauci said, headline CNN News, it may take many, many more vaccine mandates to end the COVID-19 pandemic. Many, many more.
Well, apparently, like Blinken said, they have a deadline and not a plan.
Right. Yes, that could be that. This you're just firing on all cylinders today, Lee. That could be the motto of the Biden administration: a deadline, but not a plan. Oh my lord. So, Fauci says we need many, many more mandates, and we're going to need additional mandates as well, and that those will include schools and businesses. He says, quote, I believe that's going to turn this around because I don't think people are going to want to not work and not go to work and not go to college, he said. Okay, so no work, no college, no nothing. All right.
Yeah, in my world, no work, no college means no pay. So
it's kind of what they're getting at there, I think. Yeah. You know, and again, this is absolutely maddening. I sent this to my sister yesterday. She darn near lost her mind because, you know, she just had COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, she's fresh, you know, off the production line. And she wants to know, why does she need a shot? Because we have that great study from Israel, right?
I've been asking the same question for quite some time now.
Yes, up to 27 times more effective than the vaccine, right? So Fauci's, hold on with the music. Fauci is asked about this by Sanjay Gupta, right? So this is all CNN. This is all mainstream media. Here we go.
As we talk about vaccine mandates, I get calls all the time. People say, I've already had COVID. I'm protected. And now the study says maybe even more protected than the vaccine alone. Should they also get the vaccine? How do you make the case to them?
You know, that's a really good point, Sanjay. I don't have a really firm answer for you on that. That's something that we're going to have to discuss regarding the durability of the response.
Okay, let me help Dr. Fauci because I can help
please,
him.
Please.
Okay, there's this thing called the interwebs.
Yeah.
The interwebs. Yeah. And if you go on the interwebs, you will find the Israeli study on immunity. Okay, doctor? Read it.
Yeah, I've seen.
Read it.
There are several studies out there that say that natural immunity is more effective and more long-term than vaccine, you know, induced immunity.
How? This is supposed to be the be-all, the alpha and the omega of COVID to sky, right?
Yeah.
How do you go on set television and sound that ignorant?
How do you be this long into a pandemic and not have an answer to that question?
To that question!
From a CNN reporter.
Who is a doctor.
Yeah.
And the answer is, because I just want to, I'm a petty dictator, I just want to make people take the shot. And I know all about the Israeli study, and I know about the others as well. I'm just pretending I haven't seen them. That's the answer.
Because decisions are being made on policy and emotions, not on science.
Exactly. And yet this is the same petty dictator who just says, well, people will take the shot when they can't work or go to school. Well, again, I'm still waiting for the question. Why does my sister need a shot? Why does she? And by the way, she's facing losing her job. She's a single mom. Why does she have to lose her job? Can you answer that? No, there's no answer to it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Well, the bad news last week from Pfizer, we played it as I left. And I am now officially so confused. Your humble host is rarely confused. I am very well researched, but I'm officially confused at this point. Like, totally confused. Okay, so last week, Pfizer's pretty boy doctor, Scott Lieb, they sent him out. He is, and the media is so tricky when they do this. They never tell you. Scott Gottlieb is a member of the Pfizer board. He's also the former FDA commissioner. They always identify him as the head of the FDA, former head of the FDA. And they, like, don't tell you that he is currently on their board, right? So they send him out there to drop the bad news. He first tells you that basically the Pfizer shot has declining effectiveness. In other words, the product sucks. So, I mean, his words, not mine. So you need more. I have never heard that sales pitch in my life. And I've been around salespeople all my life. The product sucks. You need more. But that's what he said. And he dropped a bomb. It's going to be like maybe four shots. Wait, what? Four shots. Come again? You have four shots. Four shots. Not three. No, like four. He told CNN. Okay. So I explained this to you yesterday. All you people walking around will go, well, I'm vaccinated. Why are you talking about the vaccine mandate? I don't care. It doesn't apply to me. Oh, yes, you do. Yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does. Because very shortly here, you will be considered unvaccinated and you will be faced with your third and fourth booster, respectively. Anthony Fauci has already said that we're going to have these every 5 to 6 months or whenever Pfizer thinks you need one. He didn't say that, but that's what he meant. That's how it works. It always goes this way. Pfizer and Moderna come out and say, you need a booster. CDC says, nah, you don't. And then within 2 weeks, the CDC is reverse course and they're saying you need a booster. Okay, try to follow this, if you will. Bloomberg News, a liberal news source, headline, most people don't need COVID vaccine boosters. Huh? Most people don't need COVID vaccine boosters? COVID vaccines work so well that most people don't need a booster. Okay, I'm going over to the bloody spot to bang my head. I thought that the CDC told me the Pfizer shot was only 39% effective against against both variants. What? No, you don't need a booster. Okay, well, which is it? COVID-19 vaccines work so well, most people don't yet need a booster. An all-star panel of scientists from around the world said in a review that's likely to fuel the debate over whether to use them. Governments would be better served to focus on immunizing the unvaccinated and wait for more data on which boosters and at what doses would be more effective, the authors. Wait a minute, sorry. The author said, which included two prominent U.S. Food and Drug Administration experts. Stop it, rewind, I'm sorry. Wait a minute. U.S. Food and Drug Administration, they're saying we don't really know if you need the boosters, so we need more data, and we don't even know what the doses are, and they're already out there pimping them? Well, yes. And this is why I did the podcast yesterday. I understand we're all lab rats now. This is what we are. This is what we are. You want to know how this is going to go? Look at Israel. 3 months ahead of us. They're on their fourth shot. Not third. Third failed. Fourth shot. I mean, it certainly helped to reduce the death rate, cut it by half. But they got more cases now than they did before the shot. So they're on to number four. And now your vaccine passport expires every 6 months. So you become unvaccinated again. So don't tune this out. Don't think, oh, well, you know, I'm vaccinated. I'll be fine. I'll keep my job. Not if Anthony Fauci and Pfizer say you need a booster. But do you need a booster? Bloomberg says no. Lancet says no. According to Bloomberg, they base their assessment on a wide range of real-world observational studies. Does anybody here know what they're talking about? I mean, you're talking about taking people's jobs. And you don't even know. This whole society, we just go off half-cocked. Oh, I'm enjoying this. Let's keep going. Quote, none of the studies has provided credible evidence of substantially declining protection against severe disease, the authors wrote. There could be additional side effect risks if boosters are introduced too soon or too broad. Thank you. Who told you this? Thank your humble host. I don't even have a medical degree and I can figure it out. I'm losing it, y'all. I'm losing it. Okay, let's read this again. There could be, Bloomberg News, there could be additional side effect risks if boosters are introduced too soon or too broadly. And besides, they say they don't know what doses. But you're going to have to get one. You're going to have to get one or it's your job. Your job gets it. Because they said so, but they don't know. Y'all, we can't do this. We can't put companies through this. We can't put people through this. We can't do it. Here's Pfizer, by the way.
And the concern is that if you start to see a decline in efficacy against any symptomatic infection, even mild infection, eventually that's going to translate into more severe infections. And that's really the impetus for providing the boosters. The first two doses were provided so close together that they probably really served as two primes and not really a true booster. This third dose probably is going to serve as a true booster in terms of inducing immune memory and longer term, a more durable response. There's a lot of vaccines on the market that require three or four doses.
He didn't know. He's lying to you. They don't know. But you better take it. It's your job.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What does it mean, y'all, that our president needs a babysitter? Several, apparently. They cut his mic again. And they did it in the most embarrassing way. He literally says to the guy, hey, can I ask you a question? I want to... And they cut him off. I mean, this is humiliating. Fuck, you realize, like, they have whole banks of people. Our enemies do, like intel services, and probably our allies too, although it's hard to tell which are which anymore. They're so disgusted with this. And they do. They have intel people, and they analyze this guy frame by frame. I mean, they do. We do the same thing. Looking for health issues, personality quirks, stuff like that. Can you imagine them saying that? They're sitting down in their bunkers dying laughing. They are dying laughing. Dying. Oh, by the way, the Chinese just announced they're going to fly bombers over Taiwan. They're feeling very emboldened. And it doesn't seem that anybody notices. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. But I wanted to tell you a couple of things. About the time that Joe Biden was a lumberjack. Do you know Joe Biden was a lumberjack? Yeah. The latest whopper. Oh, my Lord. Y'all, you can't make this up. So we had to go to the UK Daily Mail to find this out. Headline, Biden claims his first job offer came from an Idaho lumber business during the Vietnam War. Well, did it? No, it didn't. But it sounded good, so he said it. Company spokeswoman Lisa Champel, something like that, declared Boise Cascade had no record of job application from Biden. Or of him ever having worked for the company. The international media is making fun of this guy. It's so bad. It's like the time that Biden got that award because he had traveled like a million miles on Amtrak. And he even told us the manager's name who gave him the reward. The problem is that manager hadn't worked there in like over a decade. And he also said that he was, you know, traveling his millionth mile when he got the award because he's going to see his mom because he misses. He's a good guy. He goes to see his mom. Promise she was dead then. We know that because he was the vice president and she was dead then. And astonishingly, he told that story and then the Washington Post busted him on it. And said, no, sorry, it didn't happen. And 2 months later, he told it again. Would you cut this guy's mic off? This is why he needs a babysitter. Dude needs a babysitter. It's that bad. I mean, this is so embarrassing. This is the guy who says he's tired of you and you need to follow science and get vaccinated. He can't stop lying about anything. He literally physically can't stop lying. I mean, look at that. Look, it's just I mean, it's so bad. Headline, February 25th, 2020. Biden's ridiculous claim he was arrested trying to see Mandela. That was the time he was in South Africa. And you know, he's a human rights activist. Biden has been, even though he was for segregation of the races into the early 80s. Right. But media didn't tell you that. So I guess you don't know. But in Biden's mind, though, he was a human rights and race rights activist. So he tried to go see Mandela, Nelson Mandela, who was imprisoned, and he got arrested. But it didn't matter. Joe was going to. Oh, that didn't happen. Headline, again, Washington Post. Biden's ridiculous claim he was arrested trying to see Mandela. It begins, at least three times the former vice president has told a tall tale about being arrested in South Africa for Pinocchio's exclamation point. But you should believe him on the vaccine. No, you should believe. Even though we have FDA officials resigning in protest because the science says you don't need a booster. But the White House does. And that's okay, because science is made now with glitter and rainbows and unicorns, and it's whatever the White House says. Even though they lie, he lies, they do, about everything. About absolutely everything. Everything. Oh, like this. Did you see this? Yeah, if you're a parent, you really need to do your research before you vaccinate your teenager. That's all I'm going to say. New story. University of California study, so science, you know. Teenage boys are six times more likely to suffer heart conditions after being injected with a COVID-19 injection than to undergo hospitalization from infection. Let me repeat that. Teenage boys are six times more likely to suffer heart conditions after being injected with a COVID-19 injection than to undergo hospitalization. So what is the injury and potentially death toll per million going to be? 162.2. That's low. It's not high. But for those 162 families, that's going to be a dear price to pay. Especially, again, when the University of California study just found that teenage boys are six times more likely to suffer a heart condition after being injected with the injection than to undergo hospitalization. What does the liar in chief say about that?
The safest thing for your child, 12 and older, is to get them vaccinated. They get vaccinated for a lot of things. That's it. Get them vaccinated. As of adults, almost all the serious COVID-19 cases we're seeing among adolescents are in unvaccinated 12 to 17-year-olds, an age group that lags behind in vaccination rates. So parents, please get your teenager vaccinated.
No. UK Telegraph just reported the opposite. Researchers found the risk. UK Telegraph, by the way, is one of the three big dailies in the UK. Researchers found the risk of heart complications for boys aged 12 to 15 following the vaccine was 162.2 per million, which was the highest. And again, six times higher than their rate of hospitalization for infection. In this case, getting the infection and the natural immunity for teenage boys 12 to 17 makes more sense. That's the science. But the liar in chief won't tell you that. He's too busy being a lumberjack. Oh, we've got a second contender here today for the genius text of the day. Here we go. Texter writes, notice on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307, notice how every COVID case and death was somehow Trump's fault when he was president, but every COVID case and death now isn't Biden's fault, but the fault of the unvaccinated. Funny how that happens. Yeah, great observation. Good catch there. By the way, did you notice what happened? The timing of some things last week. You know the Capitol fence is back. Yeah, they got the Capitol fenced off. Like a third world, tin pot dictatorship to keep the people out. You think, wait, didn't they take that down? They did. They put it back. They put it back. Do you want to know what day they put it back? You know when it went up? Day before Biden's vaccine mandate speech. Look, I get it. I mean, you know, you take away people's job, they go a little falling down on you sometimes. Makes people crazy. They get fired like that. You take some job that's like the anchor of their life and how they support their family, something they've had for all that time. I mean, you take that from them. Somebody could go nuts out there. I'd put the fence up too. I don't blame them. You're going to make dictatorial policies like that, you should be safe. Just do everything you can to keep Congress members safe. They clearly think so. They put the fence up the day before. The day before the speech. And you know what's really weird about the time? So you got some weird timing things here. You got the fence goes back up. Fence goes back up. Day before the speech. The speech is on the day. And they would have known this. Courtesy call from the Federal Reserve. Surely the White House would have gotten it. That the Beige Book comes out. The Federal Reserve's Beige Book. And what was in it would have been big news had we not had the distraction of the speech. You know the news that we are to expect significant, their words not mine, price hikes in the coming month. Then again, that could have been why they put the fence up. Anyway, they're saying it's because some conservatives are coming to town for a rally, but that wasn't going to be till the 18th. They put the fence up before Biden's speech. I don't know. Maybe it's all coincidental. Just lining up some potential coincidences for you right there.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.